The reading this morning is from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21, a prayer for the Ephesians. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy family to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Sue, for reading for us. Sophie. I'm going to hand over to you, and we're going to pray for Sophie, and we're going to pray for ourselves that we'll hear what God wants to say to us today. So let's pray for Sophie and ourselves. Father, thank you for Sophie. Thank you for who she is. Thank you for her knowledge of you, her love for you, her worship and adoration of you. And Father, I pray that as she unpacks your word for us today, Father, I pray that we would hear your voice speaking to us, that you would encourage us and challenge us to know more of who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. It's wonderful to see you here this morning. Just before I start, I wanted you to either think to yourself or chat to the person next to you about how this prayer makes you feel. How does this prayer make you feel? Maybe take a moment to read through it again and to either chat with someone or think to yourself, how does this make you feel? Fab. I don't want to end any of the conversations that are happening, so please do carry them on later. But I wonder if some of you, like me, on first reading, felt a little bit overwhelmed by just the amount of rich language that's going on in this passage. And I have to say, when I was thinking about what to speak on, I was like, how do you speak for just 10 minutes? This is ridiculous. But my prayer for you this morning is that coming out of looking at this prayer in more depth, you would feel excited and encouraged by what we are called to and what is on offer to us through Christ Jesus. As I was thinking about the book of Ephesians, I often think of it as a guide to spiritual health, as it looks in depth at the identity that we know in Christ, at the depth and mystery of his love, as Janet was talking on last week, and the way that we can live in the light of knowing that. At the end of last week's reading, it says in verse 12, we may approach God with freedom and confidence because of Christ Jesus. And I think Paul does a pretty good example of that in this prayer now, in how confident and bold he is in his approach to God. I wanted to look first at how this prayer is shaped. It starts with a description of God as Father of all he has created in heaven and on earth. And it's from that that we get our identity as his children. This is followed by three requests. On behalf of the Ephesians, Paul asks God that they would be strengthened by Christ dwelling in their hearts, that they would be able to grasp the vast love of Christ, and that they would be filled with the fullness of God. And finally, he closes this prayer with just the most gorgeous flurry of praise and worship of his Heavenly Father. So looking at some of the details within this passage, I was first just really struck by Paul's posture, before the Lord, as he says, I kneel before the Father. And whether or not that's the physical act of kneeling or just what attitude is in his heart, that speaks so much of the depth of his love for the Ephesians, but also of his deep reverence for God. The way we posture ourselves reveals so much of what's going on in our heart and of how we see God. And the attitude that we come to him with is so significant. It's all a choice. How we posture ourselves before God is all a choice. And it's ours to make. In the communion liturgy later on, we'll be saying the phrase, we lift our hearts to the Lord. In saying that, we are choosing to offer our hearts, the core of our being, to God in sacrifice, in an act of worship, acknowledging him for who he is as our great Father, who is abounding in love, in mercy, and has made a way for us to know him, not just in our earthly life, but in our heavenly eternity with him. This prayer speaks into the importance of our inner selves, and it speaks hope into it. It speaks encouragement into it. We all have stuff, I'm sure, well, I certainly do, that we're so glad the general public can't see that goes on in our own hearts. And I think sometimes we can forget that God sees it. Even if we can be so chuffed that no one else around us sees it, God does see it. And this passage reminds us that by the Holy Spirit in us, we are empowered to fight that inner battle, not to settle for the grubby stuff remaining there that can be a source of shame or hurt or distancing, but to choose to step more into the likeness of Christ. And that is what we were designed for. Later on in Ephesians that you'll be coming to in the coming few weeks, it says this, you were taught with regards to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. And later on in chapter 5, it says, be imitators of God, therefore as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Our hearts were designed to have a foundation of love. The strongest foundation of love comes from knowing more and more each day about the perfect love by which we were created and what we see in God. In verse 17 of today's reading, it says this, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge. I was really drawn to the phrase, together with all the saints, and realizing that it's in conscious fellowship, again, and it's a choice we can choose to share in fellowship with our brothers and sisters around us, in the whole Church of Jesus Christ, not necessarily just in Christ Church, to learn and experience together God's love, to share the stories that we have of God's love that will be different to those around us. And in verse 20, Paul closes with this. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. It is because God is love that he can do the immeasurably more, because his love is immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. It is the most extravagant, abundant, perfectly sacrificial love that we could ever know. And we see it demonstrated throughout Scripture, don't we? In Exodus, with the provision of manna and quail for the Israelites, in the ministry of Jesus, with the feeding of the thousands with food to spare, as he turns water into wine at the wedding feast, and on the examples go. And all these miracles of abundance have two things in common. The first is that they meet human needs, and the second is that they demonstrate God's power. They meet human needs and they demonstrate God's power. We, as God's children, Scripture tells us, are fully known and fully loved. And so therefore, God knows what we need. And because he is the Almighty God, he is able to provide that. Paul's declaration of God being able to do immeasurably more sets us a challenge, I think, and it's a challenge to not just believe in God for the little, but to trust in him for the much. And so this week, as you go on out of this gathering, I just want to encourage you to seek to be filled afresh with the Holy Spirit, to be strengthened in your inner beings, that we may all continue to become more and more like Christ who has gone before us. And to not just do that on your own, but together with the saints, taking time to pray together with our friends in this gathering or elsewhere, to encourage one another with our own stories of God's love, that we may grow deeper roots and stronger foundations in him. And likewise, may our trust and expectation of him, as we hear all of this stuff and realize all of this stuff, be magnified. May our trust and expectation of the Lord be magnified. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you are the God of the immeasurably more, that your love goes above and beyond all that we could ask or imagine. But I pray that would not stop us from wanting to know it better. Lord, may we choose this week to posture our hearts before you in worship and in desire to know you better and to be more like Jesus. Heavenly Father, we love you. Amen.